and your back memory. If you run 4.7 serious injury or lost a loved one in an accident, you have a been there, done that problem on your side. Just call to them.
Today, and our profit for those who need to get the debt in donations of money. Now, through the generosity of an anonymous donor, the first $10,000 donated to the shelter will be matched, meaning the impact will be doubled. It will provide food, shelter, and treatment for the more than 200 animals at that facility. Find out how to donate through the link under the Beware box at Y5News.com. After the consumer rush of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, it is always Giving Tuesday, a day when people are encouraged to help their communities. These bright red vending machines you're about to see here in Times Square is a way to make it easy for members of the public to pick a card and help those in need. They're sponsored by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and they are located in cities across the country, and they allow people to select specific donations that go directly to local as well as national charities, including UNICEF and the American Red Cross. The Salvation Army has been raising funds for families in need for more than 130 years now, also through those iconic red kettles that you see here, even around the Low Country. It's just a wonderful reminder of what can happen when people come together to be generous. Last year, we raised $100 million through the Kettle for One Thing. We served throughout the year over 28 million people. And so it's just a means that we can then make a difference in communities across this country through that campaign. Now, since launching in 2017, organizers of the Giving Machine Initiative say it's raised more than $50 million, with $10 million just in the last year alone. Right now, animal shelters are overflowing with animals that are in crisis. Live 5 Simone Roberts was outside the Charleston Animal Society this morning. She tells us more on how we can help an animal find a home.
For anyone who has a lot of love to give to a foreign friend but might not be able to foster long-term, the Charleston Animal Society has an opportunity for you. You can join their paw pack, allowing you and your family to have cozy hugs and giving larger dogs the chance they need to feel a little bit of love and find a forever home. The Charleston Animal Society has over 1,000 animals in their care, but they can't house them all. That's why they desperately need volunteers to temporarily foster. While the Charleston Animal Society wants your help emptying their kennels, they understand not everyone can permanently house a pet. Their Berkeley location created the Paw Pack with a $250 incentive to foster one of their 45-pound or larger dogs for 30 days. And if you're concerned about affording a new friend, don't worry. The Animal Society supplies everything you need, such as leashes and treats, to make your dog comfortable. The Paw Pack helps larger dogs need a little help to get the attention they need to find a permanent home. With most of those 1,000 animals, depending on temporary foster families, your 30 days of love could be the difference between life or death. So if you have a little bit of room in your home for some snuggles and puppy dog eyes, you can find out how to join the Paw Pack under this web story at Y5News.com. Reporting in North Charleston, I'm Simone Roberts, Y5News.
I think some more people can come on with a couple of these. I don't know. I think it's a very, very nice food. Hey, you know, you say a couple of dedicated online, it's from a yard, and it's weather, it's been really nice. Yeah, I'm very, very.